On the morning of June 14, 1800, convinced that the Austrians would continue to withdraw rather than give battle, First Consul Bonaparte ordered two French corps to cover the enemy's potential escape routes, sending General Lepoip north to block the enemy's passage down the Po, while General Desaix marched south to prevent a withdrawal upon Genoa. Meanwhile, the Austrian commander, General Melas, had determined to make an all-out effort to defeat the French in front of Alessandria, and shortly after dawn his forces began filing across the Bormida River and advancing upon the village of Marengo. Forming a defensive line in front of the town, General Victor's troops put up a stubborn resistance, and General Lannes' corps soon came into line on their right. The steadily increasing numbers of the Austrian advance eventually began to tell, however, and by mid-morning the French were falling back along a wide front. It was 10 o'clock before Bonaparte recognized the desperate reality confronting him, at which point he quickly sent messengers calling for the return of Desaix and Lepoip. As it happened, Desaix had been held up by the rain-swollen Scrivia River and was still within 8 miles of the field. It was going to be a close race, however, for by 2 o'clock the French line in front of Marengo had been completely shattered, and the men of Victor's and Lannes' corps were streaming eastward in defeat. Indeed, thinking the battle won, General Melas turned over command to his subordinate, General Zach, and the Austrians paused to reform for a final push. The delay would prove critical. About 3 o'clock, General Desaix arrived at San Giuliano, followed closely by his leading division. These fresh troops were quickly brought into line with the rallied troops of Victor and Lannes on their right. Thus a new battle developed several miles east of Marengo, with the French once again on the defensive. As the Austrians' attack came forward, Desaix himself would be among the first to fall. Yet a combination of concentrated French artillery fire and a well-timed cavalry charge against the Austrian flank created a sudden reversal, and soon the attackers were in full flight, back toward Alessandria, with the French hard on their heels. By nightfall, the French were once again in possession of Marengo, and Bonaparte, having achieved victory by the narrowest of margins, was busy making political capital of his triumph.